Well, the leadership fight in the state Senate has been resolved, with a breakaway Democratic faction joining with Republicans to form a new governing coalition that involves sharing the title of temporary president of the state Senate. WRVO's Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt has the story.
Senate Republicans have joined with five Senate Democrats who form the Independent Democratic Conference. They say they will jointly rule the Senate. Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos and Senate IDC leader Jeff Klein will each share the job of temporary president of the Senate, with the job changing between them every 2 weeks. They'll have equal control over which bills reach the floor and decisions on the state budget. The arrangement pleases many Senate Republicans who were in danger of losing their majority party status if they had not struck a deal. Senator Betty Little, who represents a large swath of northern New York, says the GOP has already been working with the independent Democrats for the past 2 years. She predicts the new arrangement will bring functioning bipartisan government to the Senate.
We've had a good working relationship, and we've developed a trust, a communication. And so I think that even though this collaboration is unprecedented, it is a power-sharing agreement.
The power-sharing arrangement leaves out the rest of the Senate Democrats, who are still in the Democratic Conference. Numerically, the Democrats may end up with more senators once two remaining races are counted, but the loss of the breakaway faction to the Republicans means most Democrats will be relegated to minority party status. A spokesman for the remaining Senate Democrats called the new coalition a coup. Michael Kink, a former counsel to the Senate Democrats, now runs the progressive coalition Strong Economy for All. He says it's an open question whether the new coalition will deliver bills like increasing the minimum wage that he says most New Yorkers favor during elections.
The question is whether it opens the gates more wide to progressive legislation, things like the minimum wage, things like public financing of elections, things like implementing health care reform in New York. The proof is in the pudding.
Karen Scharf with Citizen Action, who organized a rally to call for Democratic leadership of the Senate, agrees that the new coalition faces a test.
In 2013, they passed Governor Cuomo's public funding of elections bill, an increase in the minimum wage, fair funding for our schools with progressive taxes. I'll give them credit where credit is due. But if they don't, then this will just be another Albany coup.
Governor Cuomo has said all along that he's staying out of the Senate fight. The governor was in Buffalo when the announcement was made. But Cuomo did say on the day after elections that a coalition government in the Senate would not be such a bad thing. His words from November 8th seem to foreshadow Tuesday's deal.
It's more complicated than it used to be, I think. And it was just Democrats and Republicans, and whoever had more won and controlled. Now it's more of a coalition because there are three groups instead of just two, and they come to an arrangement among themselves, and that arrangement, whoever gets two out of three winds up winning.
The news of the pact between the GOP and the Independent Democratic Conference comes just hours after Senator Malcolm Smith, a former head of the Senate Democrats, announced that he would join with the breakaway Democrats. Republicans already have a Democrat committed to joining the GOP. Brooklyn Democratic Senator Simcha Felder said shortly after elections that he would sit with the Republicans. And in a sign that there may be more chinks in the armor of the remaining Democrats, Senator Adriano Espaillat, in a statement, said election season is over and that it's time for the real work to begin. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.